Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Nurse Lynn Fisher about National Immunization Awareness Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. Is it required for children entering area schools, especially public schools, to have certain sets of immunizations?
Yes, Iowa law does require certain immunizations for school, for entering kindergarten. And that requires chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, hepatitis B, and the tetanus and polio, hepatitis B are often together in one vaccination, measles, mumps, rubella. Chickenpox. So yes, that is Iowa law. And also now, Iowa law changed a couple of years ago. Students entering seventh grade are required to have that tetanus with the whooping cough called Tdap. So seventh graders will need that booster shot.
So now the last week of August will involve older students then?
Yes, that's right. Preteens and teens. And the messaging, ensuring the health, future health for teens and preteens. I think most parents are aware now that there are vaccines available, that Tdap vaccine that we were just talking about for their seventh grader, and the meningitis vaccine and the Gardasil vaccine. And those three are the important vaccines for teens and preteens to be considering and getting.
Okay, so what's the overall goal of Immunization Month?
Just to increase awareness, increase information for the general population to learn, the general public to learn about the importance of vaccines for all ages. It's not just for school age kids. It's for all ages across the lifespan. Immunizations are important for across our entire lives.
If people are concerned about immunizations, what would you recommend they research?
Yes, they certainly could talk with their healthcare provider or reputable websites. Or what we really encourage, the American Academy of Pediatrics has information. Immunization Action Coalition, immunize.org is another excellent. It's part of the CDC or the CDC's website for immunizations, to look at those reliable websites.
Okay, and now the Washington County Health Center, they can provide all of these immunizations that we're talking to, is
yes,
that correct?
At Washington County Public Health, yes, we can. We participate in the Vaccines for Children program. So for people who are underinsured, don't have any insurance or Medicaid insurance, we can provide that vaccine with no charge to the patient. We have a limited supply of vaccines for people to be able to come in and pay cash for, and those are for adults.
Flu shots are something that should be done every year, correct?
That's right.
When should people start thinking about getting those?
Mm-hmm. Well, the CDC says we should start giving the flu shots as soon as they arrive. Flu season typically starts in February in Iowa, and you need a couple of weeks for sure to get your immunity built up. But really the best practice is as soon as vaccine arrives, we start offering it. We're expecting our vaccine to arrive mid-September. I'm hoping by September 15th, 16th, that we will have all of our vaccine, and it'll come out in shipments to all the providers. So only a month away, and we'll be starting to think about starting flu vaccines, flu immunizations.
I've seen people get those at, say, Walmart. Does it really matter where you're getting it, or is it more important to just get it?
It's very important to just get it. That's right. There are more options. Years ago, those other pharmacies didn't used to give as many flu shots, but now that's correct. Hy-Vee Pharmacy is available, Walmart Pharmacy, Beans, all the pharmacies, I think, in the county, except for possibly one, are offering flu shots, and all the healthcare providers, and of course us at Washington County Public Health. So there are a lot of opportunities and times, you know, for convenience to meet people's needs for flu vaccine.
All right. Do you have any other additional comments that you'd like to let people know?
Well, just to be thinking about the flu shot is very good, because flu season will be on us very soon. And just remember that immunizations aren't just for children anymore.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lynn Fisher. This has been part two of a two-part interview. To hear this program and part one, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.